Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I ran for 3 reasons I got to stop my TV out here. Number one, I said when I announced I wanted to restore the soul of the country, but I wasn't being melodramatic. All I meant was restore basic decency and honor to the White House.
In hearing that, I have to wonder if decency and honor are a couple of crack prostitutes. Did Trump kick them out and Hunter said, Dad, you need to find decency, you need to find honor, and you need to get them right back here right now. They owe me money. They stole my crack. They stole my cocaine. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Many people said this. A lot of people talked about what Joe Biden was going to restore back to the White House. See, let me explain. Decency and honor came to the White House in the form of Donald and Melania Trump. That's what happened. It came to the White House. And everybody got so upset because America finally got to see what a person in charge is supposed to do, how a classy first lady is supposed to act. Not that there haven't been others, but certainly not Michelle Obama. You know, miss, for the first time in my adult life, and everything that came after that, the race pimping that the black Camelot brought to the country, it destroyed America in many ways. Set us back decades in the race relation, in race relations. And I could go on. Decency and civility. Here's what the Washington Post wrote when Joe Biden was put into office in a coup. Decency, civility, and a sense of purpose return to the White House. After 4 chaotic years with the newly inaugurated 46th President Joe Biden setting a cracking pace and respectful tone on day one of his term. That's the way they describe the guy who's the biggest pathological liar that I've ever seen and who is probably one of the most corrupt, if not the most corrupt president that was ever put into office, however they got put into there, because he wasn't elected. And look at his family and tell me that is decency, civility, and a sense of purpose. Oh, I'll give you this. There is a sense of purpose. The Biden family has a sense of purpose. It is to enrich the Biden family. And let's face it. Let's just be honest. And you should say this to every Democrat. Let's be honest. If this were Trump, you would be crucifying him. The only reason why you don't want to admit that Joe Biden did not bring decency, civility, or a sense of purpose outside of his own feathering his own nest to the White House is because it would make you look stupid. That's the only reason you won't admit it. Back in the day when Joe Biden was stumping and he was talking about bringing decency back to the White House, John Weaver, a political consultant who worked on John McCain's campaign in 2000 and 2008, he was a chief strategist for, you ready for this, John Kasich's GOP run for the White House. And see, he said he had voted for Joe Biden in the Texas and Super Tuesday. He says, just voted to return decency to the White House and beat the hell out of President Donald Trump. That's what he put in an image with his I voted sticker. I would say to Joe Weaver today, what do you think? I say to the Democrats that voted for Joe Biden, the 40 million or so of you who did. Oh, and let's just go ahead and bring in the 41 million bots, fake votes. What do you think? See, I believe even a bot knows that Joe Biden is not decent in any way. We're going to talk more about Joe Biden and his family here this hour. But before we do that, I wanted to talk about brainwashing. Because we've all been brainwashed to some degree. And I'm going to try to be delicate with this in case people have children listening in the car, but there are objects and icons that we grow up believing in. And then at some point, we put two and two together and we figure out that these icons, things that people told us were real, weren't really real. I feel like Penn and Teller, where I'm telling the guy who's trying to play a trick on me, I know what the trick is, so you got to follow me here. Just, and I'm doing this because I don't want the kids, there may be kids in the car listening to the program, or their parents are listening and forcing the kids to enjoy Kevin Jackson's work. But anyway, we've got these icons, these people that at the end of the year maybe deliver things to us, and we go, oh, or maybe you lose a tooth and you get a little, you know, something, something. And we're told this as a kid. And then at some point you go, oh my gosh, this is not the case. Same is true of magic, by the way. We're fascinated by magicians because they can make us believe the unbelievable. We know it can't happen. We know a dude can't levitate. But if they make us, if you see it, you're in wonderment. Now, given this as a backdrop, we might extrapolate that government is the parent that sort of acts like some of these icons that I mentioned without saying them, or just part of us growing up from government. Then government performs its magic act, and we should be able to recognize the ruse. Government's going, look, you do know this is all smoke and mirrors. This is all magic. We can't do all the things we're telling you. You do realize this, right? I mean, that's what your parents ultimately say. When you finally came to that conclusion where you went, something's wrong here. I don't think it's some fat dude doing this for me at the end of the year, right? Then you go, hey, parents, and your parents go, yes, it wasn't true, but we wanted you to believe in the concept of blah, blah, blah. And there's a few of them, and you know what I'm talking about. But the government never has that conversation with you. When you go to the government, you go, listen, I think this WUFU thing is a trick. I think, nope, it's real. Nope, it's killing lots of people. Yep. And you better be careful. You better wear that mask. You better self-imprison yourself. Oh, you better listen to everything that we tell you. Because if you don't, ooh, it'll be bad for you. Instead of revealing the magic act and admitting that these things aren't real, government keeps the ruse going. It pretends to be a government by the people, for the people, when clearly it has one interest, which is to grow itself, enrich itself, and to become more powerful. That's the role of government. Folks, short break. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity? Either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crack cocaine found at the White House. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. That was the other day. Funny stuff came up about it. Oh, my goodness. Crack cocaine. I wonder who could have possibly... It wasn't crack, by the way. It was just regular cocaine. But who could have possibly had cocaine at the White House? I'm scratching my head over this one. We're talking right now about decency and civility, folks. And government that's supposed to be by the people, for the people, is government by the bureaucrat, for the bureaucrat. And you have to ask yourself, when you consider what's going on in this country, how do you get a population of freedom-loving Americans to submit to the level of nonsense that we have today? I mean, look, I'm a pragmatic guy. I can tell you, right hand on the Bible, my hand to God. If Donald Trump were doing what Joe Biden was doing, I'd be saying the same thing. If Don Jr. was Hunter Biden, I'd be saying the same thing. If Ronald Reagan was doing what Joe Biden was doing, I'd be saying the same thing. There's nothing that changes for us. But for the left, not true. Not true at all. So I'm just curious as to how do we get to this? How is it, what is it that can't be explained to somebody in plain English to say, you do know Joe Biden is a liar and he's corrupt and there is no civility or decency that's been brought to the White House. In fact, quite the opposite. Because as we know, as you've learned in Politics 001, whatever the left tells you is what they're actually doing when they accuse you of it. So if they tell you that they're that you know you're a liar and a scumbag, it's because they're liars and scumbags. If they tell you that they want to bring decency and civility to the White House, they're telling you that they're going to bring the opposite. You get this, right? I know you do. I'm not even going to worry about it. We're not going to cover that again in class. A tried and true method to get people to do what they want them to do and what's happening to this country is you lower the standards. But before we follow the breadcrumbs on how that's been happening, let's look at the current situation in government. Democrats cheated a pathological liar into office of the President of the United States. No serious country would elect Biden, much less cheat a lunatic like him into office. Joe Biden, I'm going to say it again, I want this for posterity, was not elected. He was appointed in a coup. Simple as that. The media outed Biden as a liar decades ago, finally even forcing him to admit to his lies. He did it. I don't want to play all the clips for you, but I could, because there's at least 20 of them. And how ridiculous the leftists contend that Joe Biden brought civility to the White House, because when the dust settles, Joe Biden will be considered the most corrupt president in American history. Notice I didn't say one of them. He will be considered the most corrupt president in American history. And that's saying a lot, because his Democrat predecessor, Baby Black Jesus, was the second most corrupt president in American history. And add to this fact, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255, the fact that Joe Biden is probably without a doubt the dumbest person to occupy the Oval Office. And sadly, this is not just because he graduated at the bottom of his law school class. No, Biden is simply a moron. And if Biden were Trump, leftists would burn him at the stake, along with members of his crooked family. How Biden lowered the standards for the office of the President of the United States. But there's more. What about the First Family? Look, I know the Brits have their issues with Harry. It is because of old Meghan, you know. But I don't think that there's a First Family that you would be more embarrassed about. And it was funny. I was listening to French news, and people are talking about Joe Biden. They're talking about him from a senility point of view. But there's been a fatwa issued where they won't talk about. I've just been noticing this. There's not a lot of talk about Hunter Biden, his crack problem, and the leftist media will make us believe, well, that people don't care about it. Yeah, they do. They've just been told, you mention this, and we'll. It's like Joe Biden said to Ukraine, you investigate us, and we'll stop the money flow. But let's go back to this First Family. We have a first lady who is so insecure and power hungry that she demands that people refer to her with that fake doctor title. I mean, just think about that. What you have to be going to? I'm Dr. Jill. Even if you were a doctor, why would you insist? Well, I had a friend of mine who's a doctor say, well, I earned it. I go, okay, you may have earned it, but it doesn't mean I have to capitulate. If your name is Johnson and you happen to be Dr. Johnson, and I say, how you doing, Mr. Johnson, or how you doing, Johnson? You can choose to ignore me or whatever, but I don't have to refer to you as your title. I have congressmen and senators. I do it out of respect in public, but I don't refer to them by their titles when we're by ourselves. I'm like, hey, Andy, Paul, Debbie, whomever. But these people that are so egomaniacal, they have to feel like they're better than you. And you want to know why Jill Biden wants to feel better than you? Because she knows she's not. That's why leftist women can't stand conservative women. They cannot hold a candle to our women. You've heard me say often on this program that leftists are the only animals who allow the weakest to lead. But the progressives, the leftists, had no alternatives except Joe Biden. That makes me chuckle every time I think about it, when I think about who we choose as leaders, iconic leaders. Leftists have no... Joe Biden, really? How pathetic is that? And here's the reason why. These Democrat leftist progressives have one way of thinking. And stick with me here because it's going to get a little deep. But from an anthropological point of view, leftists are inbred Neanderthals. They think and behave politically incestuous. They don't know how to think otherwise. And when I say leftists, I'm talking about some Republicans too. The Republican Party, when I'm talking to people this very day about something that I started in Arizona called ARC in Action and what I've been about for over 15 years and really my whole life, is how do you think differently about a problem? It's God's gift to me. One of the things that he says, Kevin, I'm going to give you a brain that will figure things out. I mean, I'm a political MacGyver. I may not do much in the woods. You may want to have Bubba with you if it comes to fixing that car. But when it comes to outthinking somebody, I'm pretty good at it. The lowering of our standards, folks, has been occurring for decades because leftists love the big lies. And one of their biggest lies is that lowering the standard makes the world better. Standards for children, standards for school, standards for whatever. Standards matter, and that's why we have standard bearers.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen meeting with China officials in Beijing today. A cameraman injured after an errant throw struck him in the head during last night's Yankees-Orioles game in the Bronx. The number of Americans asking for first-time unemployment benefits is up. The Labor Department said it received 248,000 requests for the week ending July 1st. That's up 12,000 from the week prior. Over 100,000 Honda vehicles being recalled over brake issues. The recall includes certain recent models, Civic, Ridgeline, Passport, Pilot, and Acura MDX vehicles. That issue involves a loose fastener that connects the brake booster and the brake master cylinder, which could lead to a possible loss of brake function. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have standards that you live by? Just curious. There's an old saying. He's a comedian. He says, I've upped my standards, now up yours. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Wait, is that right? 844-551-8255. I did say that. Okay, yeah. I didn't want to pull a Joe Biden on you. Divisions of weights and measures. We have things that know exactly how much an ounce is. Why? Because we have to have exacting standards. So we have a division of weights and measures. The atomic clock. Anytime something happens, the atomic clock says, nope, this is the clock that is the world uses, that is the most accurate clock in measuring a second of time and keeping that second going on forever and ever and ever. Imagine if you were losing a fraction of a second. How could we keep the seasons going? You know, et cetera. We have many standards, folks, and we have them for a reason. You set standards for the people that are in your lives. We have those standards because we want to live by a code of some sort. Thomas Sowell said, if you've always believed that someone should play by the same rules, be judged by the same standards, that would have gotten you labeled a radical 60 years ago, a liberal 30 years ago, and a racist today. So using standards as a backdrop and what I've been talking about for the last two sessions, civility and decency, that's supposed to be the standard that we live by, right? It's human beings. Be civil. Be decent. That's what Joe Biden has supposedly brought to the White House. Well, let's racialize it. Using Thomas Sowell's quote, 30 years ago, 60 years ago, you'd have been a radical. 30 years ago, you would have been a liberal. And today, if you believe that everybody should have the same rules and be judged by the same standards, you're a racist. Well, let's look at how the left defines standards for black folks as an example. I heard a lady talking about white men are the most white conservative men, white straight men, straight white men are a scourge on America. And I thought to myself, well, what are straight black men? In other words, are you going to colorize? She says straight white men are the most serial killers. I don't. Probably true. Could be. Don't know. But here's what I will tell you: black men, straight or otherwise, are the most regular killers. If we're going to colorize society, let's do it equally and honestly. Let's literally say, here are the statistics to back this up. If indeed white guys are the most serial killers, okay, I'll go with that. But I will tell you this, black guys are the biggest killers, period. And I was even going to do this when I heard this crazy reparations black leftist idiot make the statement. I said, I'll go back and look at all the serial killers over the past, say, decade. And then I'll look at all the black killers over the last decade. Just black folks killing other black folks. What number do you think is going to be bigger? I think you already know. So we have this colorized society given to us because we lowered our standards with Barack Obama. And he colorized society for us. He decided to make everything black and white. It was black and white, gay or straight, Muslim or Christian, etc. And we are the most divided we've ever been. Joe Biden hasn't helped. Donald Trump was healing it. But then, of course, he made everybody mad by being effective. But I want to stick on black folks for just a bit. Because we have our standards, black people, we do. Yeah. I'm not talking about black conservatives. We definitely have our standards. Our standards are in line with nature. Our standards are in line with human nature. We say meritocracy. You do your best at whatever God gave you the best to do. In other words, every species on the planet, you could say, well, Kevin, only the strong survive. That's not true. There are wolves and there are sheep, and there's always plenty of them. And I'll tell you what the wolf won't do. He won't kill all the sheep. He'll only kill the old and the weak because he knows he's got to eat again. So it's not only the strong survive. Everything has to survive, and there's a balance in nature for it all. But what I will tell you is nature has its standards. It's rare that, animals in the wild go away from those standards. You're going to see, even though a lion is big, he's not going to go after a big bull caped buffalo in his prime. He'll find that old dude that's been limping, that he's been watching for a week. The new standard for blacks, folks, is a lower standard. See, it used to be people like Rosa Parks, Martin Luther King Jr., who says we'll judge people by the content of their character, not the color of their skin. And I'm not going to get into the philosophy of what each people meant. Malcolm X, he laid it out. Speaking of wolves and sheep, here, let's listen to this Malcolm X quote.
There are many whites who are trying to solve the problem, but you never see them going under the label of liberals. That white person that you see calling himself a liberal is the most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. He's the most deceitful. He's like a fox. And a fox is always more dangerous in the forest than the wolf. You can see the wolf coming. You know what he's up to. But the fox will fool you. He comes at you with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling. You take him for a friend.
There are many whites who act friendly toward Negroes. A fox acts friendly toward the lamb. Mm-hmm. And usually the fox is the one who ends up with the lamb chop on his plate. Mm-hmm. The wolf doesn't act friendly. And therefore the wolf has more difficulty in getting the lamb chop in his plate.
I'd like to point out, though, that
I say that because it is usually if you study the structure of the Negro community, mm-hmm. economically, politically, civically, psychologically, and otherwise, it's controlled by the white liberal, mm-hmm. who usually poses as the friend of the Negro.
On the other hand, I think one could point to a large number of whites who have struggled for civil rights, for equality, and have got little or nothing out of it. Other than quite a few bruises.
Give me an example.
Well, the large number of white students who have gone into the South, for example, working for SNCC and other organizations.
Not working for SNCC or other organizations, but working for the white political machines who benefit by the voting efforts of Negroes.
Okay. Today, you can point to a large number of Negro leaders who have consistently betrayed Negroes in a whole host of areas.
They aren't really Negro leaders. These are puppets that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. These are parrots that have been put in front of the Negro community by white liberals. You can't name me a Negro leader who has been a Negro leader who has been betrayed Negroes, who has not been endorsed, sanctioned, subsidized, and supported by the white liberals.
I could listen to that quote, that interchange, over and over all day. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's exactly what I'm talking about. See, Malcolm X understood how white leftists dumbed down. They call them liberals, but and I don't use that word anymore because I think everybody is liberal in something. I'm liberal in many things that I do. When I talk about that, I'm talking about I liberally put ketchup on my food. You know, I liberally, when I indulge, I indulge liberally. That is not a dirty word to me, but a leftist is a dirty word. And essentially, that's what Malcolm X is talking about, is leftists. White leftists are the most dangerous people, period. They're like the foxes. They will smile and make you think they're your friend, and they're not your friend. And what I told you guys, and I played that clip, about a week ago, I said, what I like about this is Malcolm X didn't give any sway. He didn't say, all these white kids that were fooled into believing they were doing something were nothing more than what he said, puppets. And the black folks, he was very nice because he didn't call the black so-called leaders what they are, which are pimps. That's what they are. But what he did point out is this. Not a single one of them isn't backed by some white leftist so-called black enabler organization who does not have the interests of black folks at heart. Yet they think of themselves as being decent and civil. They hide their absolute hatred of blacks, hatred of this country in these so-called good deeds that they do. And they don't fool me. And that's why they hate people like me. Because we haven't been dumbed down. See, I know when somebody's trying to make me stupid. When they want me to support the radical, the idiot. Kevin Jackson, Michael Brown Jr. died and George Floyd died. Look at the standard being set by the Biden family and what the leftists are willing to accept. The lowering of a standard for a president of the United States and the First Family.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You know, my dad had an expression. He used to say, you know you're a success as a parent when you turn and look at your child and realize they turned out better than you.
Decency and civility.
Wow, Joe Biden, your child turned out better than you. I think Joe Biden's dad might be looking at his son right now saying, I don't know. Now, there are people out there. Kevin, Joe Biden became president of the United States. Whatever. If that's the way you measure, then fine. That would be like measuring because, oh, somebody's rich. I have friends that are, I mean, they're so rich, they'll be rich in five lifetimes from now. Certainly have achieved more financially than I have, but my life is just as rich as theirs. And I don't measure that way. If I'd wanted to be president, I would have been president. If I wanted to be filthy rich, I could have been filthy, stinking rich. And there are days where I do regret not going after the money. Not going to lie to you. Because it would be a lot easier to do what I'm doing right now, to make a difference. It was funny. Charles, who runs, he's my executive director for Seeking Educational Excellence. We were talking about it the other day. And I asked him, I said, Charles, because he was like, Kevin, a lot of these people want us to move the needle quickly, like within a week or a year. He goes, problems that have been developed for decades, they want us to change immediately. And I said, let me ask you this, Charles. There's an organization I know that has a $50 million operating budget. Said, what do you think we could do with $50 million? Could we move the needle in a year? And he started laughing. He goes, we could. I said, exactly right. And you want to know why? Because we think differently. We know how to problem solve. We've been doing it our entire lives. And you know what's interesting? Some of my biggest donors who have found me and said, Kevin, you're uniquely positioned to do this. I believe in you. I've never met anybody like you. They're the ones funding a lot of these other organizations and getting very little what we call return on investment, but they still do it. Why? Because they've been programmed to do it. That is their idea of success. And they don't realize it's not success. Maybe it's keeping the wheels on the wagon, but you're going to try to change the tires while the car is going. We can stop the car, put on some fresh new tires, and change the complete direction of the movement. And you know what? Many of you, the Andys of the world, the Bobs and Carols, the Dale and Lorys, the many others who've made small donations, and the ones that have made big ones to me, the Alberts and the Jims and the Tims and the various others, and you know who I'm talking about. I'm not giving anybody's last names, but you know who I'm talking about. All you guys that get my little thank you notes, and those of you who haven't, you should let me know, because I write handwritten thank you notes for our donors. But we got to think differently. Because what's going on, folks, is the dumbing down of America to believe that we have brought decency and civility back to the White House with this crackhead, with this demented clown and his crackhead son and his egotistical wife. They shut down D.C. the other day because of white powder substance found in the White House. Do I really need to repeat this? A white powder substance was found in the White House. Do I have to tell you that it wasn't anthrax? Surprise, folks. It was cocaine. Now, the billion-dollar question. And I would say this to the Ukrainians. If you want to investigate this further, well, then I'm going to have to pull my money back. There's been a lot of funny stuff about it. One said, the FBI is opening up an investigation into the white powder substance found at the White House. And I said, okay, well, let's just wait 4 to 5 years, and then we'll find out that it was Hunter Biden's cocaine. No harm, no foul. Joe Biden will be out, and that's that. Really? We're going to investigate this? So let me say, no cocaine ever found at the White House. Then, crackhead Hunter shows up at the White House in a cocaine-infused binge, leaves his cocaine behind because he's too high to remember. Kind of like when he left his laptop behind. But you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. I already know what's up with this cocaine story. It's Russian misinformation. It wasn't cocaine. No, it was flour. No. It was salt. Oh, let me say that. The cocaine was not cocaine. It was salt. It was Russian misinformation. The official report, which was last Sunday, said they evacuated after they initially identified, the initially unidentified item was found. U.S. Secret Service Division officers located an unknown substance. Unknown item in the White House complex. As a precaution, the White House grounds were evacuated, and the D.C. Fire Department's hazmat team responded. At a significant cost to the taxpayer, Hunter Biden leaving his coke in the library of the White House, where he had happened to visit and sit while Dr. Jill was doing whatever she was doing. And you know what they said at first? Well, it's unconfirmed that it was cocaine. Okay, I'll go with that. It could have been anything. It could have been somebody threatening Biden. It could have been a leftist trying to act like we are threatening Biden. I don't know. But at the end of the day, what did they do? We had to send a hazmat team to the area of 18th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue, and the Secret Service blocked off all the traffic around the White House. D.C. emergency medical officials were called, and then they deemed it, I love this part, non-hazardous. Well, as long as it's used in proportion, right, Hunter? And the substance, as they say, turned out to be cocaine hydrochloride. As if, I don't know if you realize it, but cocaine is cocaine hydrochloride. And they wanted to make it sound like it was something so, oh, look, it could be something so significant. It's like that. We found some ammonia, or we found somebody left a Clorox on the side of the thing, and we had to investigate it. You remember when the Starbucks employee in Philly didn't let the customer, the blacks who were not customers, use the store's bathroom? You remember that? The entire organization had to go through some socialization training and all this new woke crap that says, well, let's treat everybody the same. When the rule was, no, if you're not giving us business, you can't use our bathroom. It wasn't about color. It was about you're either giving us business so we can afford to have this building with our bathroom and pay all of the things that we have to pay, or you're not. Anyway, why do I tell you that? Because it sounds like the Biden administration may all need to go through Just Say No, Joe training on dope. Because how else do you find dope at the White House unless somebody's doing dope? I ain't trying to point no fingers at anybody, Hunter, up in here. I'm not talking about just one person, Hunter Biden. I'm talking about we don't know which of these staffers. For all we know, it may have been Dr. Jill who's using that dope. She's finally had enough. She's got to medicate in dealing with Joe and his taking on and off his Depends and having to wipe his bum down every night. Don't jump to conclusions. There's a lot of freaks in the Biden administration. A lot of people doing dope. Don't think for one second the Biden... Let me ask you this. Do you think the Biden administration drug test? Remember that freak, the luggage thief? You think that was his only freak? How many of those people are drug addicted? Crack addicted, crank addicted, whatever. How many of them? I will bet you 20% of Joe Biden's staff uses drugs regularly. I'm not talking about alcohol either. So, how about this? Because there's a rumor. Let me just put this out there. There's a rumor that this dope could be Hunter's. I mean, if you connect the dots, it kind of leads you to that. I'm not going to lie. It could be Hunter's. As I said, he's known for leaving things of value behind. Now, but it begs the question, where did Hunter get the dope? And that's assuming it is his. Where did he get it? Is he still a user? Somebody said that would revoke the provisions of his probation. I don't know, not that he's on probation, but somebody said that. I saw it somewhere. If you're a drug addict or you've been to jail or you've had some rehab or whatever, and the judge says you can't be around dope, bada bing, bada boom. So, but here's the other question I ask. Are they going to drug test Hunter? He's been with his daddy quite a bit lately. I'm talking about tied to the hip. Now, I think it's for two reasons. I think Hunter's back on drugs because he's under a lot of stress. And I think daddy wants to keep him close because he's afraid of what Hunter might do or say if he's not wrangled. We'll see.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.